Millions of believers pray on IDOP Sunday. Deadly flooding in Thailand strikes a ministry area, and an outreach launches Operation Freedom Bell. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Millions of Christians around the world joined together in prayer yesterday for the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. More than 100 million Christians each year are beaten and even killed for their faith. Gospel for Asia's K.P. Yohannan says thousands of Christians have been forced from their homes or killed in the latest wave of persecution in Orissa, India. The situation isn't getting any better.
Seven pastors who were bringing help to the persecuted Christians in the camps, they were arrested by police, accused of, converting people.
Despite the persecution, pastors, missionaries, and evangelists continue to share their faith. Yohannan says you can help them.
We need to rebuild at least 1,000 homes. These people lost everything. $2,000 to $3,000 can help rebuild one of these lost houses.
To donate to GFA's Persecution Relief Fund, go to our website and click on the story. Next, recent rains have caused flooding in the high mountain regions of Thailand, where villagers make their living as rice farmers. One of the Compassion International Assisted Child Development Centers is located in the flooded region. Although the flood destroyed some rice fields, no Compassion Assisted children or families were injured, nor homes damaged. Praise God for His protection of the children during the flooding. Pray that the Lord will provide for the families who lost their harvest. You're listening to Mission Network News. E3 Partners just launched Operation Freedom Bell. The idea is for every Freedom Bell that's purchased, the ministry will send an American hero's New Testament to an American soldier serving overseas. The bell itself is solid brass, engraved with a reminder to pray. Deployed through the chaplaincies, this desert camouflage-covered resource also contains a gospel presentation and encouraging messages from Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North, Beth Moore, and music from Travis Cottrell. Elsewhere, Turk 7 is an exciting Christian television channel broadcasting quality programming to Turkish-speaking people worldwide. Turk 7's Michael Glenn says it's a good fit because the Turkish people are hungry for media.
They are second only to the United States in the number of television channels. So they draw in this stuff in an eager way, and half the population is under the age of 30. So they're more media savvy, more attuned to that kind of thing. Right now we're doing 4 hours a day in broadcasting, and our goal is that within 2.5 years, we can go 24/7 pumping that gospel in.
Their focus is on the Muslims of the region. In an area that used to be nearly 25% Christian a century ago, the population of believers now falls under 1%. Glenn says they're helping to rebuild the body of Christ.
The foot is in the door, and I think they're eager to receive more, and I just think it's God's time. He's putting a beacon on an area that was foundational and the birthplace of so much of our civilization of the world. It's incredible.
And Shepherd's Enterprises, a branch of Shepherd's Ministries, has been serving developmentally disabled adults by providing work on their own facilities and with local businesses. Director Alan Castelli explains the participants' progress.
They are quite a testimony for Christ. As people come on campus and tour the facility, they are just amazed at the response they get and the dedication to the work that they see, and they are moved.
Shepherd's also pays residents for their work, allowing them responsibility, says Castelli.
They're paying their way, just as you and I would, and that's exciting to watch. It's really their desire of each and every one of them is they don't want to have anything handed to them. They really want to work, and they want to fulfill the mission that God has given them.
Perhaps the most important and exciting piece of the enterprise is the extreme faith of the workers.
They'll just go up to anyone on the street and witness the cause of Christ, and they are an incredible testimony.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available the book Praying Your Prodigal Home by Richard Burr. It's a great book providing sound biblical principles to help you pray for lost friends and relatives. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the link at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.